Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. Danny Hall here. Pleased to welcome to our program from the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Chelsea Johnson. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. I hope you're doing well today.
Yes, I am. I hope you are too.
I am indeed. Thank you very much. All right. Today, this is pretty neat. We're starting off. The topic is a guide to the strategic pantry. So what does that mean, Chelsea?
Yeah. So what we've all been there. You're standing in front of the pantry, staring at a half-empty bag of flour, a dusty can of corn, and maybe three different kinds of mustard. And yet you feel like there's absolutely nothing in there to eat. So today I wanted to talk about how to fix that. So we're going to move away from a chaotic collection of cans into a strategic plan for mealtime.
Chelsea, I already get the feeling you've been in my house. So, all right, so how do we get started on it, Chelsea?
Sure. So the transformation starts before you even get home. So it's going to start at the grocery store. We need to shift our mindset from buying for a meal to buying for a system. Mm-hmm. So the first thing we're going to talk about are grains. These are going to be your foundation. So while the basmati or jasmine rice are great because they're fast, try adding quinoa or brown rice for a different flavor and a nutritional boost.
Okay.
And pastas are really important. Mm. So just a pro tip, keep two different types of pastas on hand, one long like spaghetti and one textured and short like penne. That short pasta is designed to catch those heavier sauces.
Is there any like real emergency stuff you could put in the pantry?
Yeah. So the real emergency hero are red lentils. They don't need soaking. They boil in minutes, and they can turn a simple broth into a thick stew quickly.
Our guest is Chelsea Johnson with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Agency's Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, and we're talking about your pantry and what's best to have in it and how to outfit it. So is there a specific method to use, Chelsea?
Yes. So professionals use a system called First In, First Out, or FIFO. So it's a simple discipline. So when you come home from the store, don't just shove the new peanut butter into the front of the pantry. We want to pull the older jars forward and tuck the new ones in the back. This constant rotation prevents you from finding a can of soup from 3 years ago hiding in a dark corner. So this can reduce waste and, more importantly, give you a mental inventory of what you actually have in your pantry.
That's a terrific idea. It's a thing we hope that they do at the grocery store, too, right?
Right, right.
Okay. So let's talk about that. How should you organize, Chelsea, the pantry?
Yeah, so most people organize by size, so with big cans, going with big cans. But your pantry should be organized by utility. So think of it in terms of zones. Mm-hmm. Create a baking zone for your flours and sugars. A quick fix zone for things like your jarred marinara, tuna, or noodles, and a flavor zone for your oils and vinegars. So when you group by function rather than form, you can see exactly what's missing for a specific task. If the quick fix zone looks empty, you know exactly what you need at the grocery store.
Terrific. A lot of great ideas about how to stock your pantry, what's the best to do. Chelsea Johnson is our guest here on Extension Today on WIFM. So, Chelsea, any other tips maybe you could share?
Sure. So, beyond daily cooking, a strategic pantry is your best friend during winter storms or hurricane season.
Mm-hmm.
So, to stay prepared, we want to keep your dry goods in airtight containers and off the floor to prevent moisture or pest damage. So keep these items in a cool, dark place.
Mm-hmm.
But also don't forget your freezer. Use it to extend the life of bulk items or leftovers. Mm-hmm. And always keep a cooler handy if the power goes out. You'll need to move those refrigerated items quickly to save your investment.
Right. It sounds simple enough, but it's not something you just snap your fingers and it happens, right?
Right. So remember, this is a marathon, not a sprint. You don't need to overhaul your whole kitchen this weekend. Just start with one zone, one shopping trip, and a little bit of first in, first out, and your future self will thank you.
Terrific information from Chelsea Johnson with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Chelsea, folks have some questions or maybe want you to share some tips with them specifically. What would be a good way to get in touch with you?
So the Cooperative Extension is an equal opportunity provider, so anyone is free to contact us for information about our services.
Mm-hmm.
I can be reached at 336-849-7908 or through my email at chelsea_johnson@ncsu.edu. Mm-hmm. Yadkin County Family and Consumer Sciences has a Facebook and sends out monthly newsletters, so please reach out to subscribe to these lists.
Chelsea Johnson with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Pleasure to chat with you today. Thank you very much for taking the time. Appreciate it. Look forward to our next chat, and I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
And folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.